Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
The battleship is the heavyweight champ of the Navy. It packs the big punch, the knockout blow with its broadsides of 16-inch guns. The carrier is the queen bee of the hive. She's the lady who carries the stingers, the long arm of the Navy. The submarine is the undercover agent, the cloak and dagger ship that plays the deadly game alone. But the destroyer is the ship that the Navy depends on to do everything. I'd been on a destroyer while she was doing picket duty with her fleet. I'd been on a destroyer while she was out gunning for an enemy submarine. I'd been on a destroyer while she was running full throttle around enemy islands with her belly loaded with half the brass in the Navy. And during the middle of the last war, I was on a destroyer that was carrying 11 members of an underwater demolition team.
Hey, Muscles, rub some of this sunburn lotion on my back.
I'll get my hands greasy.
Says on the bottle the stuff ain't greasy.
Rub. Let me see the bottle, Jimmy.
Such a production.
Here. Yeah, no grime, no grit, no grease. Well, I don't believe it.
I could burn to a crisp while you're making up your mind. Rubber ready.
Rubber ready? What kind of English is that?
That's how we talk in New York.
Either of you brains know a five-letter word that's a synonym for batologize?
He's kidding, right?
It's one of those things they put in a crossword puzzle, so you'll have to buy a dictionary. Same company sells the dictionary. An angle.
Everything with you New Yorkers is an angle.
If you don't get yours cheap, somebody else is going to put the finger on it.
Must be a swell town to live in.
The greatest. Oh, here comes one of the ship's company. Watch this. Hey, sailor, butt this cigarette, huh?
You Johnny Weissmullers are so funny. Break this cigarette, sailor, and don't toss it on the deck.
Never saw such a dirty deck. Don't you guys ever scrub down?
We've been considering it. The fat tail's getting awfully cluttered lately. All sorts of riffraff.
Give it to him, sailor.
The name's Joe.
You one of the guys runs the LCP?
Yeah, it's my pleasure to drop you guys off. A guy I hate picks you up.
You just don't appreciate the privilege this tin can has been accorded. It isn't every destroyer has the pleasure of being a taxi for UDT outfit.
Amen.
Tell me more. The guys in my bunk are writing home every word you utter.
Don't blame them.
Like, for instance, when one of you jokers told our cookie to practice holding his breath 1 minute out of 10.
Go on, kill him.
I'm not worried about him. It's the rest of us. He stayed up all last night practicing.
I knew he would. I knew it.
He cooks your mess, too.
Relax, sailor. The last ship we were on, half the crew were brigged for conduct unbecoming gentlemen.
You see, there was a difference of opinion, and they lost.
Don't put that on the deck.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Such a tone of voice to use to a UDT guy. You gotta learn a little respect. You gotta understand that me and my pals are the greatest thing that ever happened to water.
Personally, I'll take Esther Williams.
The underwater demolition teams of the United States Navy considered themselves apart from the race of man. And with due cause. Just a handful of men who swam where angels feared to tread. Where fleets feared to enter. A fistful of guys who saved thousands of lives during those island-hopping days of the Japanese War. A team closer than the fingers on your hand who shipped on anything and everything that could get them close enough to tell the color of a Jap's eye.
The way I got it figured, the war will be over in 2 years.
At least I don't have to worry about a job.
When it's over, I'm going back to college. Man, can you just see me strolling across that campus loaded down with medals?
When are you going to grow up, Jimmy?
What's the hurry? A guy grows up and the first thing you know, he's married, got three kids and a big fat mortgage on a house. That kind of a life is for squares.
You're just trying to evade responsibility.
Chief, I admire your Australian crawl. I find it a pleasure to serve with you. I've proven my friendship by looking at your kid's picture 100 times. But I still think you're a square.
Go to sleep, huh?
At least I've got something to go home to. Something to build.
At the last census, there were 27 million girls between the ages of 18 and 21. Man, think of what I got to come home to.
One of the things that the United States Navy guarantees to all its volunteers is a place to sleep. This is the place.
As soon as I straighten out the chief, I like to needle these married guys.
Oh, you'd be surprised how little your chatter bothers me.
See, Muscles? I got him on the defensive already.
You must have had a real repressed childhood.
Like me to tell you about when I was a kid? I was the most popular kid on the block.
When did you lose the touch?
You serious? We could take a vote right now and I'd win hands down.
Not if I'm counting the ballots.
It's my smile that gets him. My charm.
Go to sleep.
Imagine what it would be like if he came from a big family. Can you imagine a dozen Jimmies talking at once?
Chief, you paint a most horrible picture. Just the thought of one more Jimmy could lower the morale of the entire Navy.
My brother's a sergeant in the Army. A sergeant! I had to join the UDT just to save the family's good name.
Don't you ever sleep?
I feel like talking. A girl once told me I got a better voice than Ronald Coleman.
What was wrong with her hearing aid?
I sing good, too.
Oh, shut up.
Such language. And from my own dear bosom shipmate. Who threw that?
I did.
Chief, you got to learn to control your temper.
Now, hear this. All members of the UDT report to the wardroom on the double.
Never mind
the chatter. On the double means now.
Hey, the skipper sounds a little upset. Come on.
I'm coming just as fast as my stubby little legs can carry me.
Hey, maybe this is that leave we got coming.
Muscles, no officer ever said on the double for good news.
Okay, knock it off.
All right.
I got something to say.
Skipper, I can't answer for the rest of the guys, but whatever it is, I didn't do it.
He did.
I wasn't even there.
I'll hold Sunday school later. Right now, we got a briefing for a party.
Oh, what I tell you. No leave. No leave.
Matter, can't I say anything to you bathing beauties without a Greek chorus?
Give it to him, Skipper.
And you're the worst, youngster.
It's just my youthful exuberance.
All right, youthful exuberance. All of you. Come on, crowd around this map. Now, this was taken by aerial reconnaissance. The map was drawn complete with the Navy's own charts.
How accurate is it, Skipper? The last place we swam into, they forgot to chart any enemy gun positions.
Oh, we've got the same little oversight on these maps.
They haven't even nicked us. Sure wasted a lot of ammo and didn't touch one of us.
That's because we've been lucky. A pair of swimming trunks won't be much protection if they get the range.
What's the plan, Skipper?
Looks like another of those island forts.
It is. It's the gateway to Japan. The open door to the road back home.
Don't look open to me.
That's up to us to open it. I'll take 5 men with me in the first boat. The chief will take 6 with him in the second boat. Jimmy, Muscles, Kelly, Williams, and Marco, you come with me. We're going into this cove, Red Beach. Chief, you'll go into Green Beach.
What's the setup?
Well, the Braid thinks that Green Beach is loaded for bear, and they don't figure we've got a chance. Red Beach is the objective.
That sounds just cozy.
Now we're going in, dynamite anything we can, and chart everything we see. And this time, I mean chart everything.
Sounds like we forgot something on the last action. I don't remember.
You don't. All right, we shove off this tub at 0700, hit the beach at 0730. Get picked up at 0800, and that gives us 30 minutes to chart the coast, pick out any defense we can spot from the water. And no crawling ashore for souvenirs.
Oh, that.
Yeah, Muscles, that. You know, I let you guys get away with murder. In the other outfit, I'd get broken 5 ways to the middle. And what do? You crawl up on a Jap island in broad daylight and steal some Jap's bathing trunk.
And they didn't even fit.
They fit me. I wear them all the time.
All right, write down everything you see on your charts. Dynamite the hedgehogs. Be on the picket line at 0755. You got it?
Yeah, we got it. Okay.
That'll be a final briefing tomorrow before we dive in. Now, this is going to be a big show. I promised the Admiral I'd count the number of false teeth of every Jap. Don't let me down.
We might even bring back a set.
Skipper, what's the name of this little Pacific paradise we're going to visit?
Oh, it's got a Jap name. It's called Iwo Jima.
Just another Jap-held island in the Pacific. Another job for the men who swim to work. All they have to do is jump into an open boat, speed to within 300 yards of the island, jump off, and swim close enough to get hit with a pea shooter. Close enough so that when the landing barges make their run for the beach, they get there.
Come in. Hi, Morrison. Had your boys tucked in?
Yeah, I gave them the layout for tomorrow's action. They're going to get a little sleep, so they'll be fresh for the beach party tomorrow.
Nice bunch of kids.
Those kids grow up fast. One island, and they become men.
Yeah. I remember my first commanding officer. I was green out of Annapolis, and I got one of the old line officers. I'd give a month's leave to see the look on his face the first time he saw the discipline in your gang.
Well, they take orders, Charlie. That's all that's important. You can't afford to tighten them up.
It's not doing my command any good. 2 days ago, one of the black gang yelled up to the bridge, "Hey, pal, where are we heading?" I thought my chief bosun's mate would drop dead.
How's it look for tomorrow?
Big. We're joining the whole fleet in about 2 hours. Rendezvous and then take you boys as close as we can.
We're going to get much protection?
Much as possible. This is a big one, Morrison. A carrier is sending planes to give you a smoke screen. A cruiser is turning on her big guns.
The works?
And Braid's worried about this island. We need it badly. But they're afraid that the Japs want it just as badly. And will fight to keep it.
So I've been told. I understand they got everything on the island, but Tojo's 45.
Well, the Marines figure to mop it up, if your boys can clear the way for them. I understand they've got to get the landing craft in fast. All of them.
Care to swim in and help us clear the road?
No, thanks. I'll stick to baby where it's nice and safe.
Oh, that's not what I heard. Your last command is said to be asleep in the deep.
Yeah. Kamikaze came into our fantail like a homing pigeon. Missed a carrier and landed right in my bedroom. I had insomnia for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to hit the sack, Charlie. See you tomorrow.
I got some paperwork to finish. See you on the bridge at 0600.
Luck. Hi, Chief.
Skipper. Got all the brain work finished?
Yeah. You got something on your mind?
No, nothing in particular. Just thought I'd stay on deck and watch the convoy gather. Makes quite a sight.
The hours before they all gather, we're on our way to all the marbles.
It's been a long war.
How's a little boy of yours?
Well, according to the last letter I got from Naomi, he's up and around. Broken leg, healed swell.
Good.
I don't know what I'm going to do with that kid, Skipper. I lecture him, I yell, I plead, but nothing I say makes any impression.
Well, he'll learn. All kids are a little wild.
I tell him to be careful, but what good does it do? He walks across the street in a dream. Doesn't even hear the cars.
Well, as long as the leg is healed.
I'll wait till I get home. I'll straighten him out.
You better get some sleep. We got a tough day coming up.
When I get home, I'll make him understand. If a guy wants to live a long time, he's got to be careful. He can't take any chances.
Let's hit the sack.
As soon as we get back from Iwo Jima, I'm going to write to him and tell him he's got to be more careful.
The extraordinary nature of the work performed and the phenomenal results obtained by these underwater demolition teams is another example of the thorough training Navy men receive, whatever their work or assignment. The Navy has always been a leader in science and research. It has pioneered in many fields, such as radar, sonar, and guided missiles, just as it did in the development and formation of the techniques practiced by these underwater demolition teams. Because the Navy has pioneered and continues its research leadership,
Today's modern Navy is a wonder of 20th century ingenuity and engineering. Its jet-propelled planes fly faster than the speed of sound, take off from giant carriers. Its equipment, the newest the mind of man can devise. To operate and maintain the complex mechanism of the great ships of our fleet requires the services of thousands of trained technicians. During World War II, the Navy trained thousands of young men in a variety of specialized trades and skills. Today, the Navy offers young men and women better opportunities than ever before to receive top-notch, comprehensive training in many specialized fields. So, young men and women of America, if you are sincere about a career, your Navy urges you to get complete information from your Navy recruiting station.
The lives of thousands of sailors, Marines, and GIs were placed into the hands of the underwater demolition team. Before a man could join one of these few teams, he went through the most rigorous physical examination ever given. He went through the most rigorous psychological test and as tough a training period as the Navy could conceive. Each man was hand-picked. Each man was proud of the insignia that he wore. Each man was worth his weight in platinum to the armed forces, and rightly so. For unarmed, they swam into the whale's mouth and came out with an all-clear signal clenched between their teeth.
Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes.
You got a nice day for it, Morrison.
Yeah. Although we swim just as well when it's cloudy and they can't see as well.
Did you take a look around? There's a lot of power waiting until you deliver your report.
Well, as long as they use a little of it to back us up.
You'll get it. 10 degrees, right rudder.
10 degrees.
Stand by to lower the boat. Now, this is about as close as we can get. We need a little room to maneuver in case any Zeke's or Betty's decide to drop in on us.
That's close enough. Just as long as you're around when we come back. Mind if I use your speaker?
Go right ahead.
All UDT men on the deck, get ready to go over the side. See you in a couple of hours, Charlie.
Prepare to lower the boat. Hey, boats.
Yes, sir.
Can you swim?
The easy living was over. The lying around on the fantail getting an even tan, the AC-Ducey games in the storeroom were over. It was time to earn their dough. A landing craft is put over the side. The UDT men fully equipped with a pair of swimming trunks, a pair of fins for their feet, a glass to cover their eyes, a slate around their neck to write notes, and a knife at their side to fight sharks and devilfish. And they scramble down the Jacob's Ladder and shove off for a sleepy lagoon. A sleepy lagoon that is crawling with death. Made in Japan.
Yeah.
You guys got any questions?
No, nothing.
I'm going to see if I can round up the other boat. Black-eyed Susan 1 calling Black-eyed Susan 2. Do you read me? Over.
Black-eyed Susan 2 here. Over.
How do things look on Green Beach, Chief?
Quiet. Too quiet.
Well, don't take any unnecessary chances. Grab a quick look and get out. Just confirm what the brass already knows.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
I'll call you when the show's over.
Hey, Skipper. Skipper, you've got a couple of kids. You think it would do any good if I promised Davy a bike?
I'll let you know. Over and out.
He's still worried about that kid?
Yep. Hey, sailor, you at the helm.
The name is Joe, Mac.
The name is Morrison, Joe.
Okay.
Commander Morrison.
Sir.
Skip it. You and your sidekick got your instructions straight?
Yes, sir. We kicked the life raft off.
Just so it's tied secure.
It's secure, sir. I mean, we know what we're doing.
All right, shut up, Jimmy. Keep going, sailor.
Your boys roll into the life raft one at a time, and I signal them to roll off at 50-foot intervals.
Right.
They keep her at full throttle through the whole operation.
Check.
Spin off for turn at 0755.
Check.
You'll be in a picket line 50 feet apart.
Check.
I set the life raft hole out of this loop.
Check.
You guys catch the other end one at a time, and I swing you aboard the raft.
Such a clever boy.
And it.
This baby steps up to 9 knots. We're going to be really traveling, but we can get hit easy, and my orders are to make one run. No stops. We gotta get you on the first run.
We've done this before, sailor. Just you be on time and don't run us down.
Yes, sir.
A
There's our smoke screen, Skipper.
It's going to be a big help.
Where are the big guns? I like to hear lots of noise. Gives the Japs something to think about while I'm swimming in and out of their living room.
Like it?
Just so long as they don't get tired.
All right, put on fins and glasses.
Hey, Mike, we're getting ready for the launch. Keep her on a straight line.
Kick the life raft over, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't loan her that for $1 million.
Not even for 100 cash.
All right, now get everything and get it fast. Chart the coral reefs, mines, hedgehogs.
Better shove off, sir.
Okay. Jimmy, lead the way. Wait for me.
Yes, sir.
Go!
Go!
Water's nice and cool, Skipper.
It'll do. We got less than a half an hour. Let's move.
Hey, Skipper. You know that I held the intercollegiate speed title?
You told me.
Lost it 2 days later.
We got a welcome party waiting for us, Skipper.
I'd scatter and dive. Those guys are getting the range.
Water's getting hot. Watch me get that title back.
With machine gun bullets skipping all around them, the UDT men begin their daily work. They dive down, look around, then come up for air. Make a note on the slate around their neck and dive again. What are they looking for? Well, there's coral reefs which can rip the bottom right out of a landing barge. There are hedgehogs, sunken blocks of concrete studded with long arms of sharp steel to sink a landing barge. And sunken mines which speak for themselves and speak loud.
The lagoon is loaded, Skipper. I counted 9 hedgehogs at 70 feet. 450 feet.
You guys got nothing to do but gab. Help me lay this dynamite. They won't be able to get a canoe through this stuff unless we make a path.
After you, Buster Crab.
Hey, after me, watch that.
How's it look, Skipper? Those guys are getting awful close. How long?
I
got one more egg to lay in. Then we can set the clock.
Well, hurry it up.
Come on, Muscles.
As soon as I lay this.
Muscles.
Those guys must have been practicing. Got me right through the shoulder.
Is it bad?
Hell, I'm bleeding. Isn't that bad enough?
Jimmy, lay the last egg. Set the charge for 5 minutes, then let's get out of here.
Okay, by me.
Okay, by me.
What English, those New York... Those...
It hurts, Skipper.
All right, don't talk. Relax, I'll throw you out. It's about 20 yards to go.
We must have gone 100 miles.
How is it, Skipper?
Here comes the boat. Straighten out that line.
You think you can make it, Muscles?
It isn't going to be easy. I can't make it unless they stop.
Williams is in. Jimmy. Kelly. Mark. All right.
Give me a hand, you jerks. Easy with him.
Coming aboard.
Imagine. He didn't want to stop. Said it was against orders.
Well, it was.
Well, you don't have to drop an anchor. Let's get off.
Black-eyed Susan, one. The black-eyed Susan, two, over.
Black-eyed Susan, two, here, Skipper, over.
Put the chief on. Put the chief on.
We ran into some trouble.
Oh?
We lost 2 guys, Bill and the chief.
What happened?
They caught a mine. I got to the chief. He said something, but I don't know what he meant.
What was it?
He said he wasn't going to buy his kid a bike. Dangerous.
Welcome home, Morrison. How'd you make out?
Not good. Muscle's got a bullet in his shoulder. Doc says he'll be okay in a few days. The chief, Well, his luck ran out.
Sorry to hear that. Alan Braid is waiting for your report.
We blew up as many as we could.
Yeah, made a nice show, just like an acrocate I saw during the World's Fair.
I'm sorry we couldn't provide colored lights.
As soon as the Braid checks your report, the action starts.
Well, we've cleared a path, but there's still going to be plenty of opposition. The harbor looked like a pincushion.
We'll pull alongside the flagship and get you over in a basket. Must be a dozen four-stripers waiting for you.
As soon as I get in uniform.
You guys ought to get a nice fat leave for this job.
We can use one. I'll be ready in 10 minutes.
All ahead, pull.
All ahead, pull, sir.
Funny. I looked real close. Not one of those guys came back with gray hair.
Hawaii.
Fresco.
Hawaii.
Fresco.
Hawaii. That's where we're heading.
Fresco.
We should be so lucky.
Nope.
The leave is Hawaii.
Well, just as long as we get the leave. I ought to get plenty of sympathy with this Purple Heart.
Well, just use a story I made up for you. You were crawling up on a beach, see? 40 Japs jumped you, see? And don't forget to yell Banzai. Real effective.
Why not tell the truth?
Because dames don't like the truth. Right, Joe?
I wouldn't know. I'm not up to that chapter.
Besides, how much sympathy do you think you can get by saying, I got shot while I was in swimming?
Now, hear this. All UDT men report to the wardroom for a briefing. On the double.
On the double? Oh, there goes our leave.
I can hear it as plain as day. Guys, we are going to blow up the Emperor's palace. Muscles, you take 6 guys and come in through the swimming pool. Me and Jimmy, we'll come up through the bathtub.
A little too flip, a little too cocky? Maybe. But a man had to be more than sure of himself if he joined an underwater demolition team. Their insurance rates were high. In one action, an LCP was blown clear out of the water. 9 men disappeared. In one action, small arms fire picked off 3 men within 2 minutes. In one action. In the second. In the third. An underwater demolition team only went in where the eventual landings went down in history. Only went in when the enemy was sitting on the beach, waiting with loaded guns. But for every UDT man who died, thousands of men lived to fight until the end. Thousands made it to a beach which could have been covered with blood, if not for that fistful of cocky sailors known to the world as the underwater demolition teams. A Navy expression which, loosely translated, means bravery beyond the call of duty, courage, or just plain guts.
The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the experiences of the men and women in the United States Navy. In today's story, Boats was Arnold Robertson, and the cast included Frank Behrens, Ian Martin, Lyle Sudrow, Gilbert Mack, Beryl Firestone, and George Petrie. Jack Costello speaking. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now hear this!
Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You on NBC.